We've been learning this maimer from Rav Reuven Sasson. The tchunas of Yisod, what are the tchunas ha-nefesh of this midah of Yisod? We're going to be talking about it, Mitzvah Shem. These are the Rashi Prokim. We're going to be going into these tchunas over the next few months in Mitzvah Shem. Of what Yisod is, because in order to understand the sugi of Kedusha Sabris, and the avoda of Shemir Sabris, we have to know what that is. What is a bris? What is the meaning of bris? And why is it so important? Why is it such a big deal? So we've been learning about two tchunas of this midah of Yisod. The first is, which we can talk again a lot more about, is Seder. Seder. Yisod is the world of tikkun. And tikkun, historically, and for each person individually, Am Yisrael, as a people, it means somehow taking the tohu of life and making seder out of it. Yisod is the inyan of tikkun, of seder. The second tchuna, of course, these are all part of the same sugya. The second tchuna that we were talking about last week is b'yis'apak. It says b'yosef et tzadik this lashon a few times. Ipuk, b'yis'apak, which means to be in control, to have control of oneself, to hold back. Lit apek, l'sapek, ipuk means to hold back. Connected to all of this, and if one wants to understand these things, ba'aymik, I mean, to learn Shari Ayra properly, the Midah of Yisod, each of these tchunas hanefesh, and how they are in the Olamos, and how we see them in Tanakh, the headquarters of all of that is in the Shari Ayra. So now, we're going to learn about the next tchuna. Hatzadik Nikra Shalom, on page Tesvav, in the Maimer HaTohu, Hatzadik V'Soid HaTeva. Hatzadik Nikra Shalom. It's around 10 lines down, a little bit more maybe. The middle of the page, Hatzadik Nikra Shalom. Tzadik is Yesod, and the Tzadik is the Midah of Shalom. Of Shalom. This is another code word for the Midah of Yisod, Shalom. HaShalom ze ha'yicholus l'chaber es kol hatzdodim v'hakoyches. What is the meaning of Shalom? It's not the way it's used in the world, the word Shalom. That Shalom is that if people are not killing each other, that's Shalom. Halavai, it should be that would be a good thing too. But that's not the pnimius of what Shalom is. It's a yechailus lechabris kol hatzdodim hakoyches. Shalom means that a person sees before him all different opinions, different koyches, different stodim. And he's able to somehow find a way to bring these together in a positive, healthy, productive way. To bring even opposites. So the Baruch Shalom takes the Malach Michal and the Malach Gavriel. So these are two hafachim, a husband, a wife. Yoitzer Avrei Choshech. Hashem Baruch is Ebel Toiv and Ra, Or and Chayshach. All the Hafachim, all the Tzadim. And to make Seder, to bring them together, Ulahavi Eisna Meklal Mahus Achas Ushleimus Achas. That from this tohu of disparate views, feelings, thoughts, personalities, mahalchim, the tzaddik, the ish shalom, is able to take all of this and to make the most delicious shalom, to make a shlemus. It doesn't mean like what they call in America a melting pot. A melting pot is a bilbo, where each person is either losing his identity, loses his identity, surrenders his identity and gives it up, or the Bekoshi are trying to be mistader despite all of the differences. That's not what shalom means. It doesn't mean surrendering oneself and giving up one's own identity. When you have a house where there's shalom, or there's shalom bayis, it doesn't mean that everybody has become like the father. That's called a regime. That's called a regime. Where everybody's become like Abba, like Tati, like Daddy. That's called a regime. That's not called shalom bayis. If you have a wife that's always agreeing with you, it's most likely you're a fascist dictator. Most likely that's what you are. Or you have such as an edel, I don't know, you know, whatever, some kind of a sort of schneer type or something, I don't know. But if you have a normal, healthy wife, you're zeiche for such a thing, and she's always agreeing with you, it's not a good symbol. It's not a good symbol. The Baruch Shalom made a mitzias of Ezek and Egdai, as I used this. And the Ezek comes, as we were learning Shal Shabbos, just a few hours ago we were sitting together over here, and the Ezek comes from that inyan of Kenegdai, of Kenegdai. Just like the Ur and the Chayshav, the Shleimus of the day. And all the greatness comes davka from the Hitnakshut, the clashing feelings, ideas, personalities. And Shalom means, and this is the meaning of the Tzaddik, is to be able to take all of that and to make it into some unbelievable mahus that's a conglomerate of all of these different personalities, feelings, and thoughts. Not that they're given up, but they're able now to be synchronized in such a way where each one is able to bring out the good in the other. Each one is able to, if you have a successful company, if you're a business person, that's how you, to make a successful company, the hardest thing, if you have people working for you, and each one is working against the other one, in any business, or any maisad, in any yeshiva, or in a shul, shalom doesn't mean, I'm not the person, I have to surrender myself to the klal. That's not what a tzibur is. That's not what a tzibur is. That chiddush of a tzibur, which is a chiddush of Torah, what that means, a tzibur, even in halacha, this really would require tremendous arichas. I'm just raising the point right now. But you see, for instance, by the Korban Pesach, that by Korban Pesach, it's a modern Korban, that it has certain tchumas of a Korban tzibur, and of a carbon of a yachid, of a carbon yachid. It's fascinating. Each person brings the carbon, but the carbon Pesach is a Klal Yisrael take a carbon. It doesn't mean that the yachid loses himself in the ocean of this new reality that's called the tzibur. It means that each one in the tzibur, through the tzibur, is able to shine with all of his kreiches and to contribute those kreiches that are uniquely his to this new mitzvah that's called a tzibur. It doesn't mean 10 people just getting together. That's not called a tzibur, 10 people getting together. It's a very, very deep sugya, the meaning of tefillah mitzvah, of learning Torah with a tzibur, of having a besamedrish, of having a shul. People who are not sensitive to that chiddush of a tzibur are hanging out too long in backyard minyanim. And what it means, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and how a Beis HaKnesses, Knesses, and Knesses Yisrael, what does that mean, Knesses Yisrael? What is the meaning of Shalom? What is the meaning of Shalom? And that Shlemus doesn't come from davening in 20 different places, and going here, and coming there, and Shtiblach, and the house. And it's a Shlemus that a Tzibur, and a Mokam Tefillah, a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses. It's the midah of Yisod. One of the trademarks of our time is also, even when it comes to davening, tohu. Shachas ha'el, mincha, ma'ar. He davens Ashri over here, he davens Yoshri over there, Reisech, he davens in the third place. Somehow, by the end of the day, it comes out Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pi. But every single thing is an Ashri Yoshev, Yisefa, Oydil, everything is someplace. Shabbos, Friday, Tanis is like this. And in Eretz Yisrael, you know, Gula, the minion over there in Gula, by the beginning of Mach Yisrael, next door, it used to be a Sarum store, it's not there anymore. But you walk in there in the room, and everybody's still like holding on to their chickens and their bigs and everything, and it's very sweet, it's very, very beautiful. But is it called Tfilah B'Tzibur? B'Tzibur is a chiddush of a thing. B'Tzibur means that I'm able to live with, like we were talking about by Shalshidis, I'm able to live and to grow. Like Yitzchak did among the Plishtim, right? That's what we were learning yesterday. Yitzchak, because he was in the Hepech of, he was living in a place which is the Hepech of Yitzchak. The tzaddik is able to take these hafachim, these opposites, and he's able to take this tohu, and he's able to make shalom. He's able to make shalom means you are who you are, and you are who you are, and together there's a chiddush. Not that you give up yourself to him like this, but together there's a chiddush of something that could never have been each one on his own. That's the inyan of shalom. Shalom is not like another midah in the world or a nice thing in the world in Metzias. Hashalom hu kli. Shalom is a kli. Kli machzik bracha. It's the very end of Shas. That's why everything ends with shalom. Everything ends. Yivrach is amo b'shalom. B'shalom, b'shalom, b'shalom. Everything ends with shalom. And the end of Shas is that shalom is a kli machzik bracha. Ain't kli machzik bracha. What's a kli machzik bracha? A kli that holds together like the shalom pot, or the crock pot, whatever you use. That it holds together the potatoes, and it holds together the meat and the beans. Everything it holds together, and that's why it's a famous word from Rav Moshe Ben Etz, Chusi Yelenu. That he said that what the Gemara says in Brach is that if you see a keder b'cholim, if you see it in a dream, if you see a pot, it's hapa l'sholim. Right? It's a famous. The Gemara says if you there's certain things that if you see in a dream, it's a simon that there are certain things that are coming up. It's like a preview of what's coming up. So it says if you see a pot in a dream, a pot, not marijuana. If you see a pot, people who are into that they don't have to go to sleep. If you see a pot in your dream, it's a simon, a kdeira, it's a simon of shalom. So Moshe Ben Etz said, it's a shalom. It's because that's the inyan that happens. You have eish and mayim, fire and water, are hafachim, are opposites, right? It's gavriel and michal. The malach of eish and the malach of water, they're two opposites. But what does a kdeira do? The kdeira, the pot, makes shalom. That means the fire is still a fire and the water is still water. It makes into a kdeira, it makes a shalom. The pot is that which takes these two hafachim, and now you have a shalom. It makes something delicious. Each one is itself, but each one working with the other one, it's a kli, it's a pot. Shalom is not something else. It's that which holds everything together. Shalom zila kachas harbe moed kachas. Shalom means to take many, many kachas. Imza Noshim, could be people, Imza Zramim, or movements, different Zramim, Imza Deis, different opinions. Ula Argein Oysam Ba'ofen Echad. Ula Argein Oysam Ba'ofen Echad. One of the trademarks of Pgam, of the person who is deep in that inyan of Pgam Habris is Hulom Urgan. It's a lack of irgun. He has tremendous kaichas. That's why he has tremendous taivas, which is good. He has tremendous taivas. Avazalom Suda is Lom Urgan. It's not Urgan. It's not organized. So what comes out is that the Aish, the fire, this today the fire takes over as he's Pgam after Pgam, and then he goes the other way, cold turkey. And then in that state, he can't function as a warm and passionate person, because now he has to be in his sterile and cold state. Things are not mu'urga. With all of the koiches work together, where the passion is for learning, for davening, the passion is for when it's the right, when it's b'kedusha, taras mishpacha, b'kedusha, b'tahara. It's not that the warmth and the fire and the passion is eliminated. It's that that koach is being used together with the mayim, together with the water, together with the other koaches, and through these and through the midah of Yisod, which comes down, of course, through Teferis, then to Yisod, all the way then into Malchus, and Yisod is the kli of the higher spheres. Right? Yisod is the kli, is the pot. That's what the meat of Yisod is, it's the pot. It's to make shalom. How is it different from Teferis? We're not going to go into that. We're going to talk about a lot about that in Mitzvah Shem later on. We have a few weeks for that. But Yisod is that which is the pot, which brings all of the chesed gvur. It makes seder. It arranges and organizes everything together. L'argenosom ba'ofen achad, achdusi. Achdusi. But they use the word nowadays, unity, unity, unified, unified. You have this bumbling president-elect, whatever he's called, I don't know what his status is today, and he's going to heal the nation. He's going to heal the nation. He's going to unify and to heal the nation. He can't even say that sentence. And he's going to unify, he's going to heal the nation. Healing is the midah of the tzaddik. Is the need of shalom to heal, healing of shalom. So he's going to make a refuah. L'chaber ben kulam b'tzurah shleima. L'chaber ben kulam b'tzurah shleima. Healing doesn't mean, and peace doesn't mean that the other side can't express itself. So I was talking about Be'er Shabbos, I went off too long on that. But that's what's happening now. That's what they're saying. That what he means when he says that there will be to heal the fractured nation. These are the shiny things. But while they're saying them, it's hard for me to believe that they themselves say them with a straight face. You're going to heal the fractured nation. Who were you? What did you do? For 47 years, what did you do? You fixed something? You healed something? Fractures? Not even a sprain, not nothing. Good. What are you, fractured nation? You're going to heal. No, all that means is that if I'm successful, you're not going to be able to say anything. You're not going to be heard. And our Mahalach is going to win. It's going to take over. That's all. It just means that you're not going to have a voice anymore. And that's what's happening now. You can't speak against the media. It's like being now in Russia. You can't say anything. You can't disagree with anybody. That's called shalom. That's called healing. That if a person disagrees with you, that if he disagrees with you, then he's a Russia. I'm not talking about Rishayim. A nice person has a different opinion than you. That's hurting you and upsetting you and so on and so forth. You can't. It's not allowed to say such a thing. Shalom is zemer lashon shleimus. That's not what shalom is. Quieting down the other side, silencing the other side, eliminating anything that's different than you. So in communist Russia, that was called shalom. It wasn't called shalom. It was called fear. It was called terror. It was called intimidation. It was breaking the other side. And you have homes like that too. And everybody will say, look what a beautiful marriage this is. There's a famous short story. I don't remember the name of it. It's not important. But there's a short story from a long time ago. There's a short story about this husband and wife. And the whole world saw this guy as this marriage, like this Givaldi. This was like the marriage. This was the couple of the town. Everybody was envious of this couple. The emissaries, he was terrible, terrible, terrible. And one day they came to tell the wife that there was shocking, horrible news that her husband just dropped dead in the marketplace. Just like this. He had a heart attack. This guy dropped dead. And they were very, very nervous how they're going to break this to the wife. The emphasis is that she was, that he was a terrible, terrible Russian. But nobody knew that. So they had a whole meeting in the town, the elders. What are they going to do? How are they going to tell this Rebbetzin, you know, this horrible tragedy, this news? So they came and they had a whole mahalach and had to talk to her. And they went and they spoke to her and finally broke to the news that her husband died. She, like this. And she herself had a heart attack and she died. So the end of the story was, I don't remember, but the end of the story was, she died, she, like, what was it, the Lushan? It's like a Valdige Lushan, you know, from happiness unknown. Like, she died from happiness. I'm put, the guy, he's gone, but she didn't have a cleat to be mocking such a brach, you understand? That finally I'm free from that guy. So the whole world thought that she never, they said, oy vey, oy vey, we tried our best, but the grief was too much for her. No, the happiness was too much for her. She died from happiness. That's called shalom. It's called shalom. There are homes that are like that, where the other side is just has learned that the only way for me to manage this marriage is by being silent. I can't tell you how many times people have told it to me over the years. And then what often happens is that something, there was some sort of a mashber. Usually happens because something's with a kid, or a marriage with a kid, or something with a kid, and then the wife is not going to be silent anymore because she has to protect the kid, because the husband's doing something to destroy the kid. So the wife now has to, she, because whatever it is, she'll die for her kid. So she's defending the kid. And the husband is going out of his kalim and they're having this huge fight. And then in the conversation, so what will come out is something to the effect of, I'm not standing for this anymore, the wife says. I'm not, it's enough you did this to me, you're not doing it to our children. And then he'll say something like, whoa, 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 whoa. What did I do to you? You never said that, you never said anything, you never said it was a problem. This is my simbuchalion. No, because it wasn't a problem, because he always got what he wanted. And why did he always get what he wanted? Because he's the grand poobah. You know what that means? He's the grand poobah. I am Oz, like from the Wizard of Oz. So he always got his way. Because she's a klieger. He says, oh my God, she saw at the very beginning, it's not kedai to fight with this guy. It's just not kedai. And the only way she was able to navigate her way through and to somehow raise the kids in a house where they won't be screaming and yelling all the time and that they'll be able to have some semblance of shalom is by keeping their mouth closed. So it was a guy. She went like that. But now, ad kan, because now you're ready. It's enough that you killed me. Now you're working on the next generation. That's already high. So now she wants to make a stand. And he says, since when do you have a voice? Since when do you say anything? She says, I have plenty to say. She has volumes of things that she could have said over the years. She didn't say. And then he walks into shul and he's a little bit down. And his best friend says, what's the matter, Maisha? Yankel, what's going on? He says, I don't know, I'm having problems with my shalom bias. That's not called problems with shalom bias. It means that you were overthrown. It means you were overthrown. There was a rebellion. It means the dictatorship is over. That's what it means. Shalom bias. Sure, get her some flowers, she'll be fine. She'll close her mouth again. No, the game is over. Shalom, what they call shalom bias. It's not shleimus. It doesn't mean when the other side is silenced. That's not shleimus. And it doesn't mean that when a kid who's having problems with this inyan of kedusha and the best etza that could be given to this kid is silence. To silence himself, what he says, and to somehow silence his emotions, to silence his desires and needs, the answer is not from to let loose either. The answer is control. Control. Seder. Shalom. That's the answer. It's the midah of Yisod. And how to do that? That's the malacha of Yisod. L'chaber ben kula metzura shleima. That's what you could have in a house. You could have, Bez Hashem, you could have a house full of children, and each kid is his own person, her own person. It's not a steer. It's not a steer. You have, sometimes, you know, I meet people, I go places, and someone will say to me, so I'll meet some like sweet chassidish guy in Yerushalayim, and he'll say to me, is it true that I heard that you have in the shul, you have kippot sugot, and you have a shtreimel or two, and you have hats, and what's going on over there by you? What's the problem? Like, what's the problem by you? That's my greatest nachas. No. That's my greatest nachas. Everybody, we all get along. We want the same thing. What's the difference? What you wear in your head? Everybody gets along. We get a little Baruch Hashem. We're working towards the same goal. Shleimus. Together. Because in the Olam HaShitchi, in the world of flowers, Shalom Bayis, Shalom means that everybody looks the same and does the same and talks the same and wants the same thing. Everybody is the same. That's communism. That's not Shalom. But if somebody has a house and one kid chooses to be like this and this one chooses to be like that, sometimes it's very heartbreaking if a kid chooses not to be Chalila, not to be Shavim Mrs. at all. Which is, of course, a terrible kilkel. Shalom doesn't mean that everybody's the same. It doesn't mean everybody's the same. But what does it mean? Does it mean you have to give up? That's not what Shalom is. Shalom is a miloshen shleimus. Shalom isn't in the world, Shalom is seen as a weakness. It's a weakness. It's a concession. It's a concession. That's why the Palestinians will never ever make, they can't make peace. Because if you understand the Muslim identity, the whole identity, the whole mahus of a Muslim, what's going on now with the Emirates, with this, these all, they're making Shalom, it's not Shalom. They're smart business people. They're very smart business people. They're very smart business people, and they hate the Iranians because they don't want to get destroyed by the Iranians. So even though it kills them, they'll make Shalom with Jews. Now all the Jews are already making Pesach in Dubai. You understand? It's like, I read last week that they made some kind of a simcha or something. They couldn't, I don't know what happened. They made something in Dubai. So a Shabbaton. There was a Shabbaton in Dubai. And they got a picture of like this famous speaker. He's speaking in Dubai. And they're laughing at us. The Jews, like, they get so excited. Because Jews are be'etzim, we love Shalom. They're the most peaceful people in the world. So the Arabs, they sign a piece of paper and the Jews are already making Shabbatons. Yes. So when are the Chevra from Dubai making a Shabbaton in Borough Park? They're going to come also from Dubai to make a Shabbaton? On Friday, I guess they make the Shabbatons on Friday. A Friday tone, whatever they call it. They're going to make one by us. We're going to have now Muslims coming over here from Dubai. And they're going to come with the kafirs and the shmatis. They're going to make a Shabbos over here by us. It's a big joke. They're good business people. And they're laughing. When they're inside their tents, they're laughing at us. They're laughing at the Jews. They're, like, they signed the paper, and a month later, they're making a Shabbaton in Dubai. And the Jews are all spending money on the hotels there, 5-star hotels, and all the Jews are coming. And it's not to laugh or to cry. I'm sure there's going to be a Pesach program. No question. There's going to be a Pesach program in Dubai. These are our friends. And then there's going to be Saudi Arabia. It's going to be, they make with the Saudi Arabians. It's going to make a Pesach in Saudi Arabia. Because we want to show how we're brothers with that. These are our cousins, the Ishmaelim. And they're all laughing at us. They're laughing. The Jews are a bunch of friars. That's the Mamas a bunch of friars. Huh?
Egypt, like the first one.
Yeah. And it'll be Ashaloyad as Yosef. In 1 second, all of these Arabs, Ashaloyad as Yosef. In 1 second, Ashaloyad as Yosef. That's all it takes. It's not a whole thing. It's all, and that's called Shalom. I'm not saying it's not a good thing that they did these things, but because Nesh Shalom, they could also make money from them. It's a good thing. I'm not saying it's better to do that than the other way. Of course it's good. But you have to be a shaita to really believe that's called Shalom. That's not called Shalom. That's not called shalom. Shalom is shleimus. You look in the Nesivas Olam of the Maral to see what it means shalom. And the Nesivas Shalom is shalom. The pnimius of a shalom is the Maral. What does it mean shalom? Lira is tmuna kailelis, velara chelkias. Shalom means to see a tmuna kailelis, to see something like we're learning in Rav Kook and Rav Shabbos, to see the whole picture. To see from on top of the mountain how everything can work out, how everything goes together. Like when you're in the airplane and you see the farms, you know, the countryside, when you're flying, you see how beautiful it is. All the, it looks like it's the perfect geometric shapes. You know, when you're flying and you see, it's beautiful. Tzaddik looks in such a way. That's from on top. Tohu means that you can't see out of the, you can't see out of this storm that you're in. You can't see out of this storm. Hashalom hu lo oid koyach. Shalom is not another koyach. Hu lo oid deya, another opinion. Elu ha-yicholus lakach, it says, kol ha-deyas. Shalom means the ability to take all of the deyas, all of one's emotions, all of one's feelings, all of one's passions, ulargein oison b'tzua shleim. And to organize them, b'tzua shleim. Eich ev shel ha'argen mashu b'tzua shleim. How do you do that? Ayidei nesines mokim l'kol echad b'itoi u'bizman. And that's exactly what Yisod is about. Yisod is not saying that you have to be a galach and you go off to a convent or a monastery and you're not allowed to have a wife and not allowed to have a husband. That's a avodah zarah. Sholem means that there's a mokum and a zman for everything. The chol eis, zman tachas hashamayim. Eis lehoiv is when the husband and wife are permitted to each other. Eis lisnoi, that's mechalil mamshet, it means l'chabek, not, it means these are the item, the times. Everything has a time and its place. Tikkun means that this koach that you have is being used in the right time, the right place, with the right person. That's called tikkun. That's called shalom. Aydei nisines mokim lo kol echad bi'itoi uvizman. Bi'itoi uvizman. But you have this person, what by the chasna, he's sitting and he's depressed. And when he goes to shiva call, he's making jokes. You understand? That's the world of tohu. A person's supposed to be, Hashem Yisbarach helps a person, he's able to build a home. And in his home, he's able to have Kedusha and Tahara. And that relationship with his wife is at the right time, in the right way, with respect and with Kedusha at the right time. And Tohu means the wrong place, the wrong person, the wrong time. Everything is Mibulba. Abilbul. Eich ev shalas shalom ben anosha, ben deos v'gisha. How do you make shalom between people? People are so different. As we said, even in the same family, people are so different. The husband and wife are the most different. How do you make shalom? How do you make shalom in a shul? How do you make shalom in a yeshiva? How do you make shalom in a business? How do you make shalom? This is a big chokhmah. Lo ayidei mechikas gisha achas. Not by erasing one of the approaches or one of the opinions. Not by erasing. That's what it means. To go to a monastery or a convent, you erase that in you. You erase that in you. In the meantime, like in Boston, there are like 40 billion lawsuits going on from all the galochim who try to erase the in you. You understand? You can't erase the in you. It's not mechikas gisha achas. Shrei b'chol ma'asha b'arkash baruch hu yesh or. Because everything that the Baruch Shalom made has light. There's or. Yesh nitzoitz, there's that elokus in everything. Hulola batol. It's not for nothing that this exists. That feeling, that emotion, that need that you have, that tire that you have, the yesod of it is or is light. It's nitzoitz of elokus. But the question is, how are you going to use this? When? With whom? And so on. Hashalom bo davka idezer shani matzliach lahavin eich kulam biyachad boinim tmuna uruchav yoyser me'asher kol echad levad. Shalom comes when there's this understanding that I am able to somehow take all of these different thoughts and feelings and so on, these different people, and to build a tmuna uruchav yoyser, a bigger picture that's expanded. Like I was saying, like that's what a tzibur is. That's what a shul is. That's what a family is. A family is a tzibur. And the sum is greater than the parts. That's what a tzibur is. It's not a carbon of shutfim. A shutfim is something else. A shutfim is that I'm... A shutfim is like with the peace between the Israelis and the Amorites. A shutfim means I'm doing this for my inyan. But it's kedai for me to do it with you, because this way I can make more money. That's called the shutfas. But each one has his own inyan. That's why a shutfas, there's a lot of machlokes in the Chumash. Because a shutf is not, the shutf is not for the, is not really, really be'etzim, a new mitzias. A tzibur is a new mitzias. That's something else. A family is not a shutfas. A shul, a yeshiva, that's not a shutfas. Shutfis is something else. There's a carbon of shutfim. That's something else. It's not a carbon seed. It's not a carbon seed. It's a carbon seed is that every single thing continues to exist and each one is thinking about the other, how I can give and how I could receive, and how together we can create something that's infinitely greater than when we're apart from each other. It's a kli machzik bracha. Machzik is kol am Yisrael. Es kol hatzdodim v'akoyches sheba am Yisrael. That's a kli machzik bracha. Hashalom hu koch ha'achtus. Koch ha'achtus. Achtus doesn't mean that everybody is like you. It's not what it means, achtus, that everybody's like you. Koch ha'ahava. Ahava doesn't mean that everybody is like you. Hamoiku amarech sako. Where there's ahava, where there's shalom, where there's achdus, you value all those opinions that are different than yours. You value them. You don't silence them. You don't crush them. You together, you learn how to make shalom. U'bishalkach yadeh losis l'kol dover es mekayvai. You know how to give that kid his time, his place. You know how to give that a wife, a husband, a friend. You know how to deal with somebody that today is having a difficult day, a bad day. It's this ability to understand the other and what that other one needs. Not to force the other to be like you. That's not called shalom. Yes.
How do you deal with someone?
In that environment,
someone who is an Russia, like a Nazi, a communist, does not want to have peace with you. You can deal with peace with all different types of people.
Yeah.
But how do you deal with that?
It's a very good question. It's a very painful question. That there are times where there is an individual or a nation, like a Malik or the Nazis, that they cannot be part of that panoramic picture of shalom, and they have to be eliminated. They have to be eliminated. There is such a thing. Now, that sounds horrible. It was the final solution. What does that mean? What does that mean? When the Chassam Sofer had to decide what to do in Hungary, and when Shams Shaval Hirsch had to decide what to do in Germany, we can't be masik how many days they fasted and how they cried. They did not want to break away from the neolog, from the So the ones who were not Shemimists, they wanted so badly to keep the community as a community. The Chassam Sofer saw what was happening, that there's a limb, and that limb is so diseased that it has to be amputated. It's terrible. It's terrible. But there are times that there's nothing to do except an amputation. There are some people who are in a shul, and they're destroying the entire shul. And there's nothing to daven for except that they leave. I'm not talking about, God forbid, amputation, but usually those people, if you don't give them an aliyah for 2 weeks in a row, they'll go. There's a secret way of getting rid of those people. You know what I'm talking about. So there are ways of dealing with those people. If you don't give them enough cover, they usually move on. It usually comes with a big hunger for COVID. So you don't give him the armor, you don't give him a musaf if he's already looking for the next place. Nowadays, you can just put up a tent in your backyard, get a couple of people on the block, you're ready about tefillah, about musaf, about neil, about shak. It could be anything you could want. You can make up a new part of davening to that. Sometimes you have to amputate. But you need a great person, a big, big person, who's able to see the whole picture. And it's a tragedy. Not the way they toss kids out of school these days. You have these yeshivas, the kids are a little bit different. Bye-bye. No, that's not happening. I can respect an institution, a school that says that, listen, we're trying to create something here in the school, and this might not be the best place for your kid, even though I have a lot of aggravation from that also, what goes on. But that same school says, but once we take you in, you're in. Those we'll work with you ad hasaf. That's already madrega. I've seen schools like that. That to get in, it's not so pashit. Maybe a little bit more pashit, maybe, but okay, each one has their inyan, and they're trying to keep the tzibur as a tzibur. But somehow they got this one in. But once you're in, they'll die for you. There's a mahalach like that. There's something also to be said for that. But you need a very, very great person. Like the Chassam Sofer, Avshalom Shmuel Hirsch, to say that these Jews, these are not, they're out. They're not part of Klal Yisrael anymore. And people do that nowadays, like, there's nothing. Someone looks a little bit different than you, or has a different minhag than you. People do it even by other front people. He's out. To do that, it's a much bigger chokhmah to figure out how to make shalom with this person and keep him in. That takes a lot more work, how to make shalom. HaShalom hu kli ha-mazik es ha-kol. Hu yoytze mokam chalal ha-chil b'soichai es ha-kol. The tzaddik has a big place to make room for everybody. Kvishin etzayin behemshah. As we're going to learn further along, the tzaddik has a big open field. The tzaddik has a big field. And he has room for everybody in his field. He has room for everyone. The less of a tzaddik, the smaller the room. Smaller, smaller, and you have people that they're so tiny that there's not even a dalar amas. And if you're not according to them and their dalar amas, you're out. The tzaddik has big, big. The Satmar Rebbe Schussi Elenu had very strong shittas, everybody knows that. But he was an ish shalom. Those who were against him wanted to paint a picture of him, kilu, he wasn't, chalilu. So tzaddik yisod oilu. Somebody just sent me, they found some new, they found from Montreal, you see, there's some new footage of a film from the Satmar Rebbe, he was there in the 60s, from Montreal, he was visiting. Every kind of a Jew in the world would come to the Satmar Rebbe, every kind of a Jew. The guy could be wearing a hat with an Israeli flag on it. The flag was on the side, but that Jew, by the Rebbe, was a Yid. He had room, the Rebbe had room for every single Jew. Every Jew had room by him. Not the Shita, it was something else. But the Jew, everybody had room. With a beard, without a beard. This guy, you're a Tzioni, you're not a Tzioni. All of that is thinking of the Shittas, but as far as person being a Yid. The Tzaddik has a place for everybody. That's the Inyan of Shalom. Now, how all of these things come together, we're going to continue working on Mishnah next week. We're going to be talking about the Gevura, the strength, the Gevura of the Tzaddik. These are all the ingredients in the media of yourselves. We'll continue next week. Shkai.